Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I got a player to watch from a local perspective. We'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. And, of course, more of your calls. Boring dynastic teams. Yankees-Mets weekends. The Jets trying to save their season. The Giants trying to save their season. So a lot on the table, 888-808-1019.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. So we are on a football Friday. We began the show, if you go back on the Odyssey app, rewind to 2 o'clock Eastern on Savior Sunday, basically is what Evan called it. And while most of us expect a couple 0-3 teams here on Monday, I'm here to give you our five most likely complaints on Monday off of the football Sunday.
Nice.
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
A Jet fan complaint. Very subtle on the Giant injury report. Gunnar Olszewski is questionable, trending towards not playing. Yes. So here's the fifth. Xavier Gibson has great kick returns for the Giants Sunday, and it really aggravates Jets
fans.
Totally
can see that.
I thought you were going to say Xavier Gibson's going to have a huge fumble on a kickoff.
No, this
that's
going to
kill all momentum.
It's a complaint.
Yeah, but that would be a complaint from
Giants fans. Don't have the ire, so it's only a complaint if he has a great game for the Giants.
Because we would be complaining about it.
Jet fans wake up going, "Can you believe this guy Gibson?"
Right. Fans won't care.
I will make you a promise. Okay, and I feel this way in certain circumstances. When certain players are clearly done with a team, and I scream and yell, they got to go, and they got to go, and the team gets rid of them, even if they come back and haunt us, I tip my hat and say it was still the right decision.
Right, but he's not going to haunt you.
He's not going to haunt
me.
Because
this isn't going to be against the Jets.
It's not against the Jets, and anyone who saw him in training camp or this year or last year knows it wasn't happening. It's like when Angel Pagan came back and haunted the Mets. It pissed a lot of Mets fans off. And I was like, guys, we were done with this guy. He was an idiot. We didn't like him anymore. So I think it's fine for the list because some Jet fans will complain. I raise my right hand. Is this my right hand? I raise my right hand to tell you I won't be one of them.
Not me. You don't care.
Not me.
Okay.
Unless the Super Bowl happens.
Here we go.
Number four.
Yes. If he has a kickoff return for a touchdown in the Super Bowl for the Giants, then I'll care. You got me.
Fair enough. All right. The number four most likely complaint Monday. I believe one of the team's big running backs will have a fumble on Sunday that drives us nuts.
Why? Why are you trying to predict like negativity?
I'm not trying to predict that. I'm trying to predict what we're going to complain about. Mm. And I could just, we haven't had one of those really yet. We haven't had and to Tyrone Tracy's credit, young Cam Scataboo, Breece Hall, we haven't had the big running back fumble. We saw some of that last year. I think we get one Sunday.
So you're leaving that generic.
Mm. Very generic.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
The Jets defense, what has happened to it? Joe complaining at four as Baker Mayfield marches down the field in the fourth quarter.
This freaking defense is overrated. Yeah.
Well, why didn't we get Baker when we could get Baker?
Wow. Oh, that's a good one, too. Joe
is the one guy that can say that because he truly wanted Baker Mayfield multiple times. But, yeah, I think we're already close to that point with this Jet defense. of, hey.
Who are we?
Who the hell are we?
Right. What is the identity again?
Sucking.
Fair enough.
Is that the answer you're looking for?
I don't know. I'm just leaving it open.
All right, here we go.
For the Jet fan to answer.
Here Number we go. Two.
I'm going to go more in depth on this when we do our picks in a few minutes, but Brian Daboll decision-making will be a major problem on Monday.
Look, if it's a close game and the Giants lose, and the likelihood says that'll happen because the Chiefs are usually good in close games, not this season, but usually, right. The Giants find ways to lose close games, there's always going to be a decision, like we saw in the Dallas game, whether it was kicking the field goal, whether it was not taking the ball in overtime, mm-hmm. which didn't really garner that much criticism.
Right. Wasn't a big deal.
There's always something.
All right. And last but not least.
Number one.
I believe strongly in this. The number one most likely complaint we will have on Monday off of our football Sunday. Come on. Come on, Tommy.
Start dart.
The refs.
Oh, the refs.
Oh, the refs.
Nailed it. That's exactly what I was thinking.
We're going this way.
That could go either way.
Yeah, because Tommy laid this out earlier in the show, which is I'm surprised he didn't get it, that it is likely on Monday that Sean Morash will bitch and complain about the refs.
Sunday night leading into Monday, yes.
Yeah, Sunday night and Monday morning, yeah. That instead of ripping Daboll or Ross or the defense or Shane Bowen, or it will be about the refs helping the Chiefs again.
There you go. That's Cinco de Fivo.
Other than number one, I thought that list sucked. I do. I think he missed two major ones. One we've already talked about today. Jets win the game. Aaron Glenn doesn't say that Tyrod Taylor's the starter going forward. I think Jet fans in a win will be complaining about that. Do you agree with that, Evan?
Ooh, that's different. I wasn't thinking of positives when I did complain.
And then the Baker one for sure that you left off. Why don't we have Baker?
Well, he included that. He said, why don't
no,
we have
no, I no. said that.
Oh, that was Tiki edition.
That
was my when the Bucks win.
Yes.
The Joe Beningo rant. We could have got Baker.
Well,
why don't we have Baker?
That's a good one. I think if the Jets win, we will have a few days of what we call glee around here, where we will be so happy and so excited that I don't think we'll worry about the quarterback situation for a couple of days.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And I'll tell you something else, Tommy, and I could be proven wrong about this. I hope that I have a chance to be proven right or wrong about this. If the Jets win on Sunday, Tyrod Taylor is starting against the Dolphins on Monday
night. We're assuming Fields, passes concussion protocol and he can play.
Which he somehow won't.
Which he somehow, thank you,
Tiki. If the Jets win.
Yes. Right. Which he somehow won't. Like, I'm not worried about that. And if that does become an issue, a quarterback controversy off of a win, I don't think we're going to get that for a couple of days anyway because of the protocol. So I think that's a more down the road issue, which is issue we hope we have because it means the Jets won.
Until he's practicing again, then it's not really a conversation.
Yeah, I agree with him.
Oh, my God. It just hit me. We have the perfect parlay to bet here.
What's that?
Jets and Tyrod money line, Daniel Jones and Colts money line. Chiefs money line, Russell Wilson loses. The egg on the face weekend for Brian Daboll.
All the former Giant quarterbacks win?
Both win. Russell Wilson loses.
I don't mean to make you so jealous, but you know you could do that with the Jets every single week. Gino, Sam,
fair enough.
Rodgers.
They do have a list.
Yeah.
It's a bigger parlay for the Jets.
That's what I was going to say.
That actually might pay a lot.
Yes.
Oh, and real quickly, have you heard Daniel Jones' new nickname now? And it's starting to bother me because it makes me think maybe he will be good.
He has a nickname in Indianapolis?
Mm-hmm. They've gone off Danny Dimes.
No punts?
Indiana Jones.
It's kind of dope.
That's a good one.
That it makes awesome. Me want him to do well. It's a damn good nickname.
That is an awesome, awesome nickname.
Yeah. Tiki, you missed it yesterday. Sean and Tommy almost fought each other, like physically, because of Daniel Jones, where Sean kind of dismissed him. Tommy put him over, and then Tommy admitted that he's rooting for Daniel Jones to have great success,
right.
Which Sean was bothered by.
No, why are you bothered by that?
Hold on.
I'm rooting for Daniel Jones to have great success.
But what is the reason you're rooting for him to have great success?
Because he's a great guy.
Okay.
Great man.
That was not Tommy's reason.
What was your reason? Oh, you want Dave's fired.
Well, I want the Giants to have egg on their face.
I did say that.
What kind of fan are you,
Thank Tommy? You. That's it. That, I'll let
Come
you handle
on,
this now,
dude.
T.
What is wrong with
Another
you?
Another country heard from me. I got the same rant yesterday from Sean. Let me just say this to Sean. If I'm rooting for him to have success, you're saying, why are you doing that? If he does have success, it clearly is bothering you. Why is it bothering you, though? Because it makes the Giants look bad, correct? Or in your mind, it makes Dable and Shane and the Giants look bad. Because otherwise, why wouldn't you be rooting for his success? Why does it bother you?
I want him to be successful. What bothers me is the narrative being spun suddenly by Giant fans. Like, look what a mistake the Giants made when everybody wanted this guy run out of town.
Yeah.
And suddenly now they're going to throw their hands up and go, see, this coaching staff didn't
Daniel
know what to do.
Jones was not going to be successful with the Giants. It just, it's a fact.
I agree.
And we saw it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
For enough years to know that it wasn't going to happen. That does not mean he can't have a second act. I know in today's NFL, we get enamored with guys either being the future someplace or bust. It's binary. There is no in between. And history tells you that's not the case. You can go all the way back to the Kurt Warners of the world, the Raiders quarterback?
Rich Gannons
of the world. Hell, look at Geno Smith. We know that a bust is, it's not one or the other. There's a lot of gray in between.
Yes, and I think I'm glad you said that because the Jet former quarterbacks, and I'm not talking about Aaron Rodgers because I don't even count him at this point. Geno Smith and Sam Darnold are not superstars. They've just turned themselves into good starting caliber quarterbacks.
Right. And by the way, the league needed those guys.
100%.
They needed those type of players because it offset this stupid growth in quarterback salaries. Because it was getting ridiculous. You're getting average quarterbacks getting paid the top number because they were free agents at the time. And so it reset the salary for the middle-of-the-road quarterback who's good enough to win. Maybe not a championship quarterback, but he's going to win you double-digit games sometimes and get you into the postseason. That's who those guys are. And they deserve to make $35 to $45 million a year, not $70. So I feel like they came at the right time.
I have to close with this because we're going to miss one other part.
I don't like the way you demand getting the final word. Always have to get the final word, Sean.
Evan, you're right, and it's something I'm working on, but this is very important because it's anti-Tommy. The other thing that bothered me about this argument that needs to be answered for anybody that missed it yesterday, the other problem I had, Tiki, with it is he wants the Giants to have egg on his face while forgetting, while some of us were trying, like me and you, to support Daniel Jones while he was here, he wanted DeVito last year to start on opening day over him. That's where's true. His egg yolk all over his face?
True. He's wearing it around his neck.
Thank you, Tiki. He's wearing an L, Sean.
And I want to see DeVito do well with the Patriots. Let me just tie it. I'll get the last word here. I'm sorry, Evan. So, Sean and I are both Giant fans, but don't you just have that fan in your life where you root for the same team, where they just almost make you want to not root against the team, but you want to see them have the egg on their face, that being Sean.
Like, why are you talking about Sal Licata like that? That is so wrong.
But I'm not saying anything nuts
here. I love you, Sal. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Sean
Yes.
Almost like drags it out of me because he could be so much like defend the shield. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of Met fans that get angry at positive Tommy at times with the Met stuff.
You think so? Mm.
God bless you. I'm surprised Beningo didn't make you go nuts all those years about just being so negative with the Jets. It could have turned you in a different direction. So that's a lot of Teague where it comes from, because Sean,
makes sense.
Especially in our group chats, another one we have, he just always puts the lipstick on
makes
the pig.
Sense. I got you.
All right, now I'm going to get the phenomenon.
No, just kidding. Go away.
Kidding. Got it.
All right, enough. I'm sure there will be a Lou Gehrig debate series about Daniel Jones at a later date. I do want to give you a player to watch, and it's sponsored by Dr. J. Shod, Samuel Payne Management, ELEC 825, Building Our Future, JAG Physical Therapy, Get Back the Life You Love, and by New York Oasis. Don't know? Don't judge. Turn the page on stigma. Learn more at oasas.ny.gov. I'm going to give you a player.
Mm-hmm.
And a part of me is saying this because of hope.
Okay.
A part of me of saying this because of hype, and a part of me of saying this is because Tyrod Taylor is the starting quarterback and not Justin Fields. All of training camp, I heard a lot of really good things about Arian Smith.
Mm.
A lot of really good things.
Yeah.
This is a steal, fourth round pick.
Right.
He's a burner.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be amazing.
He just had problems catching the ball.
Well, I think part of the problem has been, can Justin Fields get him the ball? And one thing about Tyrod Taylor that hopefully we'll get to see a little bit of on Sunday is he can throw the deep ball. It's a little different than Justin Fields. Mm. And so my hope is that Arian Smith, who's been on the field for one rushing attempt and a 10-yard loss, which was just a terrible play call in week one, and then two targets and one catch for 8 yards, that this is the game where we actually see what we were hyped to believe could be a good young piece for this team moving forward. And a part of why I believe that is I think Tyrod Taylor is probably better equipped to stretching the field
right.
and making a big play with
him. Mostly wanting to stretch the field. Wanting to throw
it. Wanting is a part of it,
right.
Yes.
Not being conservative all the time. So, I mean, Justin Fields wasn't in week one. Week two, it felt like he didn't want to let go of the ball.
Yeah.
So.
Week two was a disaster on all accounts. So let's keep an eye on Arian Smith. Let's see if this can be his breakout game in his third game in the NFL. 888-808-1019, toll-free number. Sam's calling from New Jersey. What's up, Sam?
Oh, thanks for taking my call. So coming into the season, I'm a long, long time Giant fan. And I seen the great when I was a young kid. I couldn't even ever see them in a Super Bowl. That's how old I am. But anyway, getting to this year, coming into this season, all you heard was, well, it's a wait-and-see thing for the Giants this year because we don't know how good they're going to be. But meanwhile, let's keep Dart checking everything out. And so after the first game, I'm like, oh, my God, same old team. And then against the Cowboys, now they give me some hope. Because if the offensive line blocks, we'll be in good shape.
Well, if you can score 37 points again, you'll be in good shape, too. Sorry to cut you off, but you're right. We did, at least in a loss, see the hope of what this offense could potentially be.
Right. This is what they want to be. This is what Dabbs has been clamoring for the last couple of seasons. And Russ is willing to put the ball down the field, and it makes a humongous difference.
Joe is in South Carolina. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. Great show, man. Love that you took my call. Thanks. The question I got is about McClain.
Yeah.
Two-part. Does the postseason innings count against his rookie status?
No.
It's only regular season.
Okay, so do you think the brass is going to talk to McClain if the Mets are in a good spot to ask him what he feels about whether he wants to come out of the game so he could be a rookie next
All right,
year?
So let's explain the situation. Joe laid out a potential scenario the Mets are facing. Nolan McClain is scheduled to make two more starts. If he pitches 12 and a third innings in those two starts, which almost feels likely,
yes,
considering the way he's pitched, he would lose his rookie status next year. What does that mean? Well, for Nolan McClain, he can't win Rookie of the Year. For the Mets, there's a new rule where you actually get draft pick compensation when a guy is on your major league roster to start the year, wins Rookie of the Year. You could actually get a first round pick.
Right.
Okay? This cannot be a factor. It cannot be. This is not about service time and years and money. This is about a draft pick. And while a draft pick would be nice, the Mets are trying to make the playoffs. They cannot let 12 and a third innings be the difference between them saying, let's take a guy out early for next year potentially right. getting a draft pick.
So what happens if he has a great outing and he went and the Mets secure themselves into the postseason and he's due to pitch again? Then what do you do?
So what you're saying is...
So he doesn't have to pitch the second time.
So, well, okay. He doesn't have to, but he has to. Put it this way. Nolan McLain is scheduled to pitch on Saturday.
Yes.
Assuming the Mets don't manipulate their rotation, which they could, Nolan McLain's next start would be Friday, the following Friday.
Which is
against the Marlins.
It's 3 days, three more days, three games left.
Yeah, it won't be Friday because that would also not allow him days-wise to pitch game one of the wild card series. So they will probably move him up and have him pitch Thursday in Chicago. Hmm. I find it to be very unlikely that game isn't going to matter. Like, I think the Mets in that Chicago series are still going to be playing games that matter. So I just don't think the scenario you laid out is realistic. I think they're going to have to pitch him twice in games that matter, and they got to forget about rookie of the year status.
In that case, I agree with you. 100% agree. Because there's a good chance he could win rookie of the year if he goes back and doesn't pitch.
No question. He'll be the favorite.
It's more important to secure your postseason.
It's not even a question.
Not even a question.
It's not a question. But I'm glad our caller brought it up. I've mentioned this passingly a few times about this being potentially a thing.
Yes.
And I think it'll be more in a focus after he makes the start on Saturday. Let's see how many innings he throws. Well, hopefully it's not a disaster.
Right.
Like, all this could be mute if he goes out and gets knocked out in two innings.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, like, mathematically, it's not happening. Let's see what it's lined up to in that final start. And I think that'll kind of help determine where they should go. Mario's in Long Beach. Hey, Mario. Mario going once. Mario's gone. We'll go to Andrew in Bay Ridge. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, what's up, guys? So back to the boring legacy teams. I feel like there's a huge difference between being bored with something and it being boring. And I'll just give you a quick example of that. Look at Leonardo DiCaprio's list of ex-girlfriends and tell me, are they boring girls or is he just bored with them? So there's a huge difference.
No, it is a great point. The Chiefs, to Sean's point, because he brought up that the Chiefs were the team. And let me just reset this. So we played a clip of Al Michaels earlier. We don't need to replay it. But Al basically said, yeah, the Bills are so exciting, unlike some teams. And we were like, who's he talking about? What NFL team is good but boring? I surmised the Eagles. Sean surmised the Chiefs. I don't think the Chiefs are boring, but under our last caller's point, yes, I think fans are sick of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. They're bored with them always being there.
But is Al going to go there against the Chiefs in a game he's calling?
No. Exactly. That's why I don't think he was talking
about
the Chiefs.
I don't think so either.
I think he was talking about the Eagles. I think he thinks the Eagles are boring because Jalen Hurts doesn't do amazing things.
No. And he's not asked to.
Well, I know. That's why I would defend Jalen Hurts. Like, who cares if he's not asked to do amazing things? He doesn't need to do amazing things.
By the way, there is a perennial playoff team that's extremely boring. The Chargers.
They're not even good enough to be considered.
Yeah. They're not perennial either.
Yeah.
It's only recently, last year, probably this year.
Yeah, they're not in it every year. I got to double check, but it doesn't feel like the Chargers are there every single year.
Definitely not, because they fired Staley 2 years ago.
But I feel like Herbert's been in the playoffs three times already.
Yeah, actually, Sean's wrong. You should really check your football before you make comments.
How many times have they been in the playoffs?
Herbert's been in the league for longer than you think, I think.
Yeah.
2020 he was drafted. It's only 2025.
So they've been in the playoffs twice. That's not every year.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
For the last 2 years?
No.
No.
Two out of the three?
Two out of He's so desperate. It's actually a terrible point.
Niners boring. Brock Purdy, another good one.
I appreciate the way you pivoted. That was a really good attempt by you.
But they weren't boring. They were one of the most exciting offenses in football.
That's right. You lost the Charger point. Perennial. They've been in the playoffs
twice.
I'm
just giving you alternatives. There are boring good teams.
So you're just throwing crap against the wall to see if any of it sticks?
That's what Tommy does. He's made a career.
I'm trying to think of a boring good team.
They don't exist, in my opinion.
Hey, they don't.
Like, the Dodgers aren't boring. They're really good. The Astros weren't boring. In hockey, are the Panthers boring?
Very.
Are they?
Yes.
That's very mean.
Why? Because it's defensive?
Very defensive-oriented, yeah.
They got star power. They got Big Bob as their goalie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all those Pepsi ads he's in.
You know, maybe the Steelers.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
You could argue the Steelers.
They're a boring good team.
And they're always good.
Yeah, that would have been the better example than the Chargers, who made the playoffs two times in the last 7 years. It would have been better to go with the Steelers.
I love how it's two out of the last three and you extend it to the last seven.
Well, because if you extend it to the last seven, it's two out of the last seven.
You know what this exercise taught us? Football's more boring than we think it is.
We get set for week 3 in the NFL. Last night, the Bills survived the Miami Dolphins, and all of us to a T, and it should have been obvious when we all did it. We all picked the Bills laying the 11.5.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I said after it happened, I said, boy, you guys should go to FanDuel right now and just bet on the Dolphins. Not to win the game, but to take the points. And they did cover. So we all have L's as we go into our picks for week 3. And, of course, our picks are presented by the Cash App. Here are our records. Tiki Barber, 9-3, first place. Me, 6-6, second place. Tommy Lugauer, 5-7, third place. And pulling up the rear, Mr. Football himself, Sean Morass, with a record of 2-10.
Just remember, football doesn't start until the baseball teams are eliminated.
Tiki, before we start our picks, will Sean Morass see 500?
Yes.
Again?
Yes.
You go with yes?
Yes.
I am going to go with no. Mm. Tommy?
He will not.
He will not.
I got you back, Sean.
I know, Tiki, because me and you are the two best football minds on the show, and we know that.
Well, the data doesn't back that up, along with what you said about the last segment. You know, the Chargers are in the playoffs every year. Two times in the last 7 years.
3 years.
Anyhow, I'm sorry. I'm writing down the prediction that you're going to see 500 again, just so I can go back to that. All right, you mind if I kick it off?
Go ahead. You always do.
You want to kick it off, Tiki?
Nope, go right ahead.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Let me start with the non-local game I want to take. It's actually related to something that Sean was talking about, and that's the Los Angeles Chargers. I'm believing that they're going to have a monster year. Hmm. I'm starting to believe it. So in week 1, they took care of Kansas City in another country. I forget which country it was, Portugal maybe.
Brazil.
Brazil, close enough.
They speak Portuguese.
That's why I thought that. Last week, I mean, did they really get a scare from the Raiders? Not really. Hmm. And like 10-6, like mid-third quarter, and then they put the game away. I think the Los Angeles Chargers are going to show us something this year. And they're going to show us something this week. And that is, they're legitimately good. They're legitimately well-coached. Justin Herbert is going to have that jump season. He's always been good, but this is the year where he elevates, especially when he wins big games. This is the kind of game at home against the Broncos that you should win.
Yep.
If you're going to win this division, you win this game. On a side note, I wonder if Denver's any good. Like, I wonder. I was reading some information about the Broncos' offensive line and the way it's performed over the first 2 weeks and how much protection they've supplied Bo Nix. It's actually been off the charts.
Yeah.
His performance does not fit the kind of protection he's getting. So, A, I don't think the Broncos are very good. B, I think the Chargers are. And I know that Tommy loves this. He sees a line, it looks weird, and says, I got to go the other way. I think the line is really weird. I have it at 1.5. I mean, you're telling me the Chargers are only favored by 1.5 at home against the Broncos? So, instead of leaning into, well, it's weird, I'll go the other way, I'm just taking the Chargers.
Hold on. The spread is 3 in the game.
Oh, has it moved to 3?
It's been 3 all week.
Oh, I should update my my chart then. Oh, you know what? I wrote down 2.5. I apologize. So it's 3 you want to go with?
3 is on FanDuel right now.
Here's what's great. You can make it 5. I don't really care. I still think the number is too low. Give me the Chargers in game number 1 at home against the overrated Denver Broncos. Mm-hmm. Game number 2, let me get to your guys' football team. The track record of Kansas City is that this is going to be a close game. That it'll be close, it'll be late, the Giants will make a mistake, yep. The referees will benefit the Chiefs, Pat Mahomes will do something wild, and the Chiefs will win. I don't think that's what happens on Sunday. I think the Chiefs are going to kill you. And a part of why I feel that way is, number one, I think the Kansas City Chiefs are far better than the way they played this year, especially on defense. We hear so much about the offense because of Pat Mahomes and the way Travis Kelce's played. Yes, they're better than the way they played. This is a top 5 defense. And I think they're going to show it. I think that the Giant offense, not that it's going to be as inept as it was against the Commanders. I don't buy that. Mm-hmm. But they're not putting up 37 points. And I think we're going to see vintage Patrick Mahomes. It's a Sunday night. They're 0-2. I think we're going to see Taylor Swift way too many times. Even if she's not there, they'll just put a picture of her up on the screen. So the number's 5.5. Are we good with 5.5?
Yes.
Since you guys are the line police back there, lay the points. And I apologize. I know this is the third time this year I am picking against the New York Football Giants. Well, I'm doing it again. Give me the Chiefs laying the 5.5. In fact, I'll give you a final score. I think the final score in this game will be 28-14. 28-14. Game number 3, the Jets. I go back and forth on this, Teague.
It's a hard one.
It's a real hard one. So let me just start with the headline. We're not winning this game. Let me just start right there. I wanted to convince myself they'd win this game. I wanted to. The Bucs haven't been 3-0 since Rondé was playing. They haven't been 3-0 since 2005. Like, they're not starting 3-0. They've been lucky to start off 2-0 with the last-second heroics of Baker Mayfield against the Texans and against the Atlanta Falcons. And I do expect the Jets to play better, but I don't trust this coach yet. And I don't trust this roster yet. And I kind of agree with Teak that Baker Mayfield will do something late in the game and we'll find a way to win. But I do believe that the Jets are going to keep this game close. And let me just make this a warning. If they don't keep it close, then Coach Glenn, the sky is falling. Okay, you could tell me all day it's not. You could also tell me it's 40 degrees when it's 80 degrees. You could also tell me whatever you want to tell me. Doesn't make it true. I think the Jets cover the number. I think they keep this game close. And I think I'm angry on Monday, Teague, but I'm more angry at the things they didn't do to win more than a non-competitive mess.
Yeah.
I also think they can't play nearly as badly as they played last week. So I'm going to take the Jets, and it's the first time I'm doing it. I've actually picked against the locals in week 1 and in week 2. This is the first time I'm going to pick a local. Give me the Jets to cover the 6.5. So I'm taking the Chargers -3 against Denver at home. The Chiefs laying the 5.5 at MetLife against the Giants. And the New York Jets getting 6.5 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mm. Tiki Barber, take it away.
I will start with your Jets, Evan. And I cannot agree more. Getting 6.5. I know it's on the road. And Tampa, not a notoriously hard place to play. But they're excited because they're 2-0 for the first time. They keep going 2-0, so they know it's familiar to them. And they know this stat that everybody has been talking about, that they very rarely go 3-0. You got to go back to 05, as you mentioned. They have a talented team led by Baker Mayfield. Bucky Irvin, their running back, is fantastic. Mike Evans, we all know the people that are there. Egbuka, who's had 3 touchdowns, I think, in the first 2 weeks. But I do believe that Tyrod Taylor, who is making his start for his 6th team of his career, he's only been in 3 appearances with the Jets, but he's been pretty damn good. Nothing explosive, but the most important statistic, no interceptions. He's not going to make the mistakes that I think has haunted this team historically and certainly did last week. So I like the Jets to keep this one close like you do, Evan. Probably a fourth quarter victory for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but give me the Jets +6.5. Since I'm not taking the Giants, because I never do, I'm calling pre and post game, please be sure to listen. It'll be on at 6 o'clock, I believe, our pre and post is. And post afterwards for those that are driving home after the game. I'm going to Cleveland. The Cleveland Browns are hosting the the Packers, the Green Bay Packers, who are surprisingly, obviously one of the best offenses in football. They got one of the best defenses in football right now. And when you look at what Joe Flacco, who is just aged out of this being productive stage of his career, he's going to throw the ball around, but he's going to throw you some interceptions. I think the best defense in football takes advantage of the Cleveland Browns' ineptitude. It's a big number, 7.5, but give me the Packers laying 7.5 on the road. And then lastly, another road favorite. We talked about this man earlier. He's going to keep coming up until he loses a game or looks terrible. Daniel Jones and the Indianapolis Colts are taking on the Tennessee Titans in Tennessee. They got a rookie quarterback in Cam Ward. He's figuring it out, dude. 50% completion percentage right now and not making a ton of humongous plays. He did have a touchdown last weekend, but he also fumbled twice against this Colts team who also has a good defense, but an offense that has not punted this year. I said that correctly. The Indianapolis Colts have not punted in 2025 yet. That's only two games, but they are constantly consistent moving the ball, and they have some big playmakers on this team. I'm not talking about Daniel Jones specifically, but he's doing enough to facilitate winning. So laying 4.5 on the road, I like the Colts over the trying to figure it out Tennessee Titans. So give me the Colts laying 4.5 on the road in Tennessee. The Packers laying 7.5 on the road with the Browns and the Jets, just like with Evan, getting 6.5 on the road with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Sean Morash.
All right, game number one for me, the non-local game, is a local game on TV here. One thing the sports books haven't figured out, and heck, the TV partners haven't figured out yet, is that Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams stink. And this spread at 1.5 right now that the Bears are laying at home, that's mispriced, especially with how banged up the Bears' defense is. I don't think the Cowboys' defense is good, but I don't think the Bears' offense is good enough to take advantage. Only 1.5 here. Give me the Dallas Cowboys to score a boatload of points again and CeeDee Lamb to run wild this week in Chicago. All right, game number two for me. That's a lot of injuries the Tampa Bay Bucs have. And this is a Jet coach in Aaron Glenn who has all that defensive prowess. I think they're going to make Baker Mayfield's life a living hell for the most part in this game. I really do. And I do think Kalijah Kansi being out, I think that's an unheralded guy. I think Breece Hall is going to have his lanes in this game. I'm not sure I have the cojones to tell you the Jets are going to win this game, but this is butt cheek clench time in the fourth quarter. And 6.5 is way too much. Give me the Jets getting the points in game number two. Game number three. I'm going to lay out exactly how this game's going to go because it's been three straight nights of basically the same dream. I wake up and I go to the bathroom and I think about it and I go, yeah, this is definitely what's going to happen. The Giants in their home opener are going to start with a bang and a big play down the field. They're going to end up rushing into the end zone and big lead, bah, 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 bah. We are going to get to late in the fourth quarter and this game is going to be competitive. And the Giants are going to be down three. It's going to be a 4th-and-1 with about 52 seconds left and the Giants are going to have a decision to make. Do we go for the 4th-and-1 with the hopes of getting towards the end zone and not allowing Mahomes to touch the ball? Or do we pull up and kick a 40-yard field goal to tie it and hope for the best? They'll go conservative. They'll kick the field goal. And they'll leave way too much time on their hands for Patrick Mahomes to get the Chiefs back in field goal range. And for the second straight week, the Giants lose on a field goal at the gun, 23-20. Give me the Giants with the points.
Very specific. Very specific. Tommy Lugauer.
All right, one of the games I had circled that I was thinking about taking was the Cowboys, so we could cross that off now that Sean likes them, so I will no longer be picking the Cowboys. Game number one for me, I think one of the big storylines that comes out of week three is that the Steelers are cooked. They're heading up to Foxborough. This feels like a get-right spot. They're laying 1.5. They're road favorites. I think New England puts one on Pittsburgh this week, and all the talk is, oh boy, did we make the same mistake the Jets did by bringing in Aaron Rodgers, and you're going to start to see some bickering amongst the Steelers. And you might even say that the better quarterback in the game is Drake May. So game number one, I'm going to take New England in the Evan Roberts, I hate both of these teams with a passion.
I was thinking about
bowl. Give me New England getting 1.5. Game number one. Game number two. I think we come out of this game with the Jets, and it's going to annoy Joe, and it's going to annoy Evan, where they are going to have a, you guessed it, moral victory.
Ugh.
Well, we played great, bro, but can we win a freaking game here? That's exactly what's going to happen. The Jets are going to play well. Tyrod Taylor's going to play well. They're going to run the ball. The Bucs are banged up. Short week. 2-0. Maybe overlooking the Jets. Baker Mayfield once again will pull this game from the fire. It will be a moral victory. Close loss for the Jets. They cover the number. Game number 3. I've gone back and forth on this one. Because I agree with a lot of things Evan has said. I agree with a lot of things that Sean has said. The Chiefs are the worst rushing team in the league outside of Patrick Mahomes, who's ran the ball well. That changes on Sunday. The Giants can't stop the run. I can't remember the last time they could stop the run. I think the two-headed monster, Pacheco and Hunt, and Mahomes, really a three-headed monster. They run the ball, they run the ball, they run the ball. I think it's close around halftime. I think we get that text right around 10 o'clock from Sean. Guys, are the Giants back? They're not back. At least for this week. They'll only be back when Jackson Dart's the starting quarterback. And I think the Chiefs pull away late. We get a lot of Taylor Swift. They win by 10-13. So I'm going to take the Chiefs laying the 5.5, game number 3. So Patriots, plus 1.5. Jets, what was the number here?
Six and a half.
All right, 6.5, plus 6.5. Like it better at 7, but 6.5 is cool. And then the Chiefs, minus 5.5.
What I am very worried about is that me, Tiki, Sean, and Loogie are all taking the Jets.
Yes, we are.
That is very worrisome.
Well, it's we all took them. I didn't see that coming.
You would just expect a rebound.
And you
especially
do.
with a veteran quarterback who doesn't make a lot of mistakes in his career.
Yeah, and I also expect a bounce back from this defense. Like, they may not be perfect. I don't expect it to be. Right. Like, I'm starting to worry that the defensive backs all stink except for Sauce Gardner. That is certainly a worry. Brandon Stevens has not exactly been inspiring in his first two games as a Jet, but I do expect, and it would be worrisome if I don't get this, that this team's going to play smart and clean.
Right.
Like, we're not going to see the mistakes that really befell them in the game against Buffalo. So it's all of our expectations they're going to keep the game close, which probably means they're going to get blown out. And if they get blown out, it is going to be a foul, same old Jet kind of mood on Monday.
Well, that will mean that anybody who is taking our picks to heart, when we all pick the same team, go opposite. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series, Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.